two luxury houses, each worth 10 million rupees. Hurry, start saving now with People's Bank.
In a few moments, the news. People's Bank, the pulse of the people. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, the news edited by Darshana Shukakumaro and read by Niranjan Abe Sundara. The government will start a sustainable energy and generating initiative. The first university college will be commissioned soon. The Army Command expresses deep commitment towards securing the hard-won peace. A national plan will be implemented to ensure the security of the fishermen and boats. Ms. Poyita Baniarachchi explained the current energy crisis would not be taking place if the past administrations had paid attention on alternative energy sources. She added that power plants like Apakotmale were able to commission under the leadership of President Mahindra Rajapaksa. Minister Baniarachchi observed the UNP government raised electricity bill by 45%. The present government has been able to supply electricity uninterruptedly. The minister added that the government has drawn attention on starting sustainable energy generating initiative. The minister was speaking at the parliament today. She made his comments while replying to a point raised by parliamentarian Thissa Thanayaka. Minister Baniarachchi also highlighted that 50% of the electricity consumers in the country use less than 80 units per month. The UNP parliamentarians were not in the house at the last stage of the debate. The first ever university college will be formed at the Sri Jayawardenepura Hospital. Secretary of the Ministry of Youth Affairs, K. Tilakaratne, and Chairman of the Sri Jayawardenepura Hospital, Nimal Bandara, inked the agreement in this regard. Minister of Youth Affairs, Dalasala Perim, addressing the event, stated that the biotechnical diploma will be inaugurated next month. He also said that the university college system will be a milestone in the country's tertiary education. The minister also emphasized the need of a new labour force equipped with modern trends. The government has initiated a program to establish 25 university colleges countrywide. The university colleges will be opening for students who follow the technology stream at the GCE advanced level. The students who do not obtain enough marks to enter into the universities will also be able to gain admission to university colleges. Army Commander Lieutenant General Jagat Jayasurya stresses that security forces engage in ensuring country security continuously. The Army is committed to protect hard-won peace. The Army Chief emphasized that no external community will be allowed to curtail the Army's activity to safeguard peace. The responsibility of maintaining law and order in the country is basically a duty of the police, but the Army occupies a central role in maintaining the country's security and safety. The Army Chief Jagat Jayasurya added that only 96 square kilometers of war ravaged areas are yet to be demined. The Army is responsible to clear 32 square kilometers. Private parties are clearing the rest of the areas. A contingent of more than 1,000 troops of the engineering regiment of the Army is deployed in demining activities. The Army Command observed that Sri Lanka will be a mine-free country by the end of this year. Meanwhile, four international training programs are being carried out to share Sri Lanka Army's experience in defeating terrorism. Army personnel from more than 10 countries are attending the courses. This news broadcast comes to you from the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
A national plan will be implemented to ensure security of fishermen and boats. The plan was launched by Minister of Fishery Dr. Radhika Senaratne in Colombo today. The program is carried out with the assistance of the Food and Agriculture Organization, United Nations. The elements of the plan include the development of the fisheries accident reporting system and a national search and rescue capacity. The plan also recommends enhanced training. Period chanting organized by the Ministry of Defense and Urban Development is being held at the BMICH. More than 3,400 Buddhist monks are attending the religious ceremony. President Mahindra Rajapaksa, the First Lady, Defense Secretary and many other district guests are present there. Folklore researcher and author Mahinda Kumara Dalapata says that ancient Sri Lanka had a sophisticated irrigation system that can cushion up bad impacts of climate change. He added that the Madhavaro of the ancient tanks were able to remove excessive silt deposited at the bottom of the tanks in extreme rain conditions. He also highlighted that the ancient engineers in Sri Lanka were able to divert the silt filter paddy field that helped to provide organic fertilizer. Dalipata also noted that the Madhavarawa was neglected during the colonial administration in the country. And to end the local news, the main points once again. The government will start a sustainable energy generating initiative. The first university college will be commissioned soon. The army commander expresses a deep commitment towards securing the hard-won peace. A national plan will be implemented to ensure security of the fishermen and boats. That ends local news for now.
At the Jayashree Grand Draw from People's Bank, stand a fabulous chance to win one of the 9 brand new Suzuki Alto cars every month. Watch life.
Measures are underway to modernize the VT Nanakara Park in Marsalay. The Department of National Botanical Garden Pera Deni is planning to provide a plane with technical instructions in this regard. The project is being implemented by the Ministry of Botanical Gardens and Common Recreational Affairs. That came to in Watchlight.
Heralding victory, providing unmatchable service, People's Leasing transforms the nation, embracing change as People's Leasing and Finance PLC. People's Leasing and Finance PLC, incorporated on 22nd August 1995, is licensed by the Monetary Board of the Central Bank of Sri Lanka under the Finance Business Act No. 42 of 2011 and rated AA-.
World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited, the people's friendly lease.
Japan protests over Chinese article on Okinawa sovereignty. Cleveland kidnap accuse Ariel Castro in court. Israel approves almost 300 new West Bank settler homes. Japan has protested to China over a newspaper article that called for a review of Japanese sovereignty over Okinawa. The article was published on Wednesday in the People's Daily, the mouthpiece of China's Communist Party. Citing treaties, it said now was a suitable time to revisit the historically unresolved issue of the Ryukyu Islands, as Okinawa is known. Okinawa is Japan's southernmost prefecture, comprising several islands. It is home to 1.4 million Japanese nationals and also hosts almost three-quarters of U.S. military bases in Japan, including key air bases. The island chain used to be an independent kingdom but was annexed to the Japanese state in the late 19th century. The man accused of imprisoning three women for about a decade in the U.S. city of Cleveland has made his first court appearance. Ariel Castro is charged with kidnap and rape. Bail was set at $2 million for each charge of kidnap, a total of $8 million. He did not enter a plea. Mr. Castro, handcuffed and dressed in blue overalls, remained silent and looked down while lawyers spoke to the judge. The police detained two of Mr. Castro's brothers, Pedro and O'Neill, but later said they appeared to have no involvement in the crime. They instead faced misdemeanor charges of drinking in public. O'Neill Castro also faced an additional drug abuse charge. The women abducted at different times and held in Mr. Castro's house. One woman, Amanda Berry, escaped on Monday and raised the alarm. Police said the women could only remember being outside twice during their time of captivity and were then allowed only into the garage. Israel has approved the construction of nearly 300 new Jewish settler homes in Beit El in the corporate West Bank. The decision is likely to raise tension as Washington tries to restart peace talks with the Palestinians. 2 days ago, reports said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had ordered an official freeze on new plans and tenders for building settlements. Direct talks with the Palestinians stalled in 2010 following a dispute over settlements. All settlements in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, are considered illegal under international law, although Israel disputes this. Trend the World News, the main points once again. Japan protests over Chinese article in Okinawa sovereignty. Cleveland kidnap accused Ariel Castro in court. Israel approves almost 300 new West Bank settler homes. That ends World News. Up next is our main news story.
World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited.
People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.
The main news story is brought to you by Siddhalota Vedamahatmya.
Mr. Poitra Vanayarachi explains that the current energy crisis would not be taking place if the past administrations paid attention on alternative energy sources. She added that the power plants like Appakottamalli were able to be commissioned under the leadership of President Mahindra Rajapaksa. Mr. Vanayarachi observed that the UNP government raised the electricity bill by 45%. The present government has been able to supply electricity uninterruptedly. The minister added that the government has drawn attention on starting a sustainable energy and generating initiative. The minister was speaking at the parliament today. That was our main news story.
The main news story was brought to you by Siddhalota Vedamahatmya.
The marvel product that has brought relief to billions the world over, Siddhalota. Fever, headache, wheezing, toothache, muscle pain, backache from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Siddhalepa is the immediate relief giver to pain or discomfort in any part of your body. Siddhalepa is a Vedamahatmya who should leave every home.
Siddhalepa, a truly Sri Lankan product from the Siddhalepa Vedamahatmya.
Siddhalepa, a 2.5 gram pack is 25 rupees.
Sports news brought to you with the compliments of Singer. Trusted excellence.
More brands, more choice from the world's best names. Singer Plus. Singer
Plus. Shukur Rahim has announced that he'll be resigning as Bangladesh captain after the end of the current series. His announcement, which came a few minutes after his team lost the third ODI to Zimbabwe and where its results took to BCB and most observers and journalists by surprise. But the board has decided to back him as captain. The post-match press conference in Bulawayo was addressed by vice-captain Mohamedullah, but after his final answer, Mushakir lifted his hand to ask journalists to stay a minute longer. That in sports news, business news follows.
Sports news was brought to you with the compliments of Singer, trusted excellence.
Lanka's most popular destination, which offers more brands, more choice from the world's best names. Singer Plus. Singer
Plus. Another business news, Sri Lanka's brand X in apparel export group has appointed Priyan Fernando, a New York-based banker working for American Express as its chairman. Fernando had previously been a non-executive director. Ken Balendra, who had been chairman of brand X since 2003, will retire while he remained on the board of Phoenix Ventures Limited, the holding company of brand X. Fernando is based at American Express World Headquarters in New York and heads a unit that provides services including finance, procurement, real estate, human resources, and business transformation for the American Express worldwide. That ends, businesses conclude, economic news follows.
Only a mother can create the best future for her child. That's why a Hapan account was opened for me.
Open an MSB Hapan savings account in your child's name. Higher interest rate than ordinary savings accounts. Great prizes to be given away based on deposits. More prizes to be won from draws. Win Hapan scholarships on successful completion of the 5th grade scholarship exam. MSB Hapan savings account.
No matter who you are, the National Savings Bank is the bank for you.
Economic news, courtesy of National Savings Bank, your family bank.
The Japan International Cooperation Agency will install modern equipment valued at 2 billion rupees to further expand the production capacity at the State Pharmaceutical Drugs Manufacturing Corporation. The Minister of Health says the equipment will be installed within the next 2 months. Sri Lanka and Japan signed a grant agreement in March this year, and under this agreement, Japan will provide approximately 6 billion rupees to improve the health facilities in Sri Lanka, and a portion of the loan will be used to strengthen the drug production capacity of the SPMC. Under the grant, modern machinery will be installed to locally manufacture drugs to alleviate the drug shortage in the state hospitals. That is the economic news. Tonight's news broadcast back to Victor this Thursday night.
Economic News, courtesy of National Savings Bank, your family bank.
No matter who you are, the National Savings Bank is the bank for you.